Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Jerry D.
Mr. Day. Okay. The Honorable Mr. Michael Justin will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir. So please just hold on, sir.
Mr. Day?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, you have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and myself, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead during your hearing this morning, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go over some information with you, and then after I go over that information with you, then I'm going to come back to you to get any information or some additional information from you from the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
You're appearing before this board for an absolute discharge or parole to your next consecutive sentence, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the last time you appeared before this board was September 1st of 2013, and it appears that somehow you didn't come back up on their list, and so you're just now coming back before this board since 2013, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you are currently serving a life sentence for burglary in the first degree, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And if you're granted, that sentence started on August 16th of 1984. You became parole eligible August 8th of 2011, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it also says if you were parole to your next consecutive sentence, then you would be paroled to another life sentence for burglary in the first degree. Is that about what you have, sir?
For what now?
Yeah, if you were paroled to your next consecutive sentence, your next sentence would be another sentence for burglary, a life sentence.
Burglary?
Yes, sir. That's
it's another life sentence, yes.
Yes. So according to, I'm looking at your sentence documentation that we actually have here. You have about 30 lives, over 30 life sentences, is that right? Many of them are running concurrently, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And according to your progress report, if you were released, he says that you would go stay with your brother.
Yeah, but that's impossible.
Okay, and I see that you...
I know it's to another life sentence.
Yeah, I see that you have taken classes since you've been incarcerated. The last class looked like a chain cell class that you took in 2016. You took two of those classes. Is that about right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I see that also that... you have had some discipline since you've been incarcerated.
Yes, sir.
And your last discipline that I'm looking at was last year for disobeying a verbal. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now I went through some of this and looked at some of the, it was a major that you have these majors for disobeying a verbal, but it appears that most of those are from you're refusing to house with someone or house at a certain place, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So what's been the issue with your housing?
I've got enemies here to do my charges, and I've been assaulted a bunch of times just out of the blue, just be walking or just sitting they come and jump on me. And I've tried to get them on no house list they've got, because these assaults have happened on camera or in front of officers, and they refuse to keep me separate from these people, and they keep putting me back in these surroundings, and so I have to refuse to house there, and they put me in refuse to house. That's why I'm in Max custody right now, is refusing to house, because I went through the grievance thing several times, and I cannot get the staff to add these names to my do not house list. They keep putting me back, and I keep getting assaulted. Friends of these people assault me. It's a repeat thing.
Yeah, well, it seems like that all your disciplines that you received recently were for refusing to house, and then it looks like one of them was for refusing to go seek medical attention. Is that right?
To seek medical attention?
Yes, the
one. No, sir.
To go seek some medical attention or go see the nurse or something, it says.
Not that I know of, no. Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
I went to all my medical appointments, all my psychological appointments. I've been to all of them. That I know of, anyway. I've never knowingly refused a medical or psychological meeting.
Okay, this was in 2015, sir. It was on June 14th of 2017. It says that you refused a director to report to the Sally Court to go to Complex Medical.
Not that I know of, no.
Sally Port, and you still refuse to follow the directives.
But not that I know of, no. Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So basically, all of your most recent ones that I actually seen did mainly resort back to refusing to house.
Yes, sir.
So you have since...
All mine since like...
Since 2013.
Oh, my 2013, I think, or maybe even 2013.
Yeah.
Or maybe 2014. But yeah, all my disciplinary since then, even some of them before then, was do not houses.
Okay. So you appeared before this board approximately 8 times, starting back in July of 2009?
No, one time.
Okay, it looks like you had the hearings. I refused to appear.
Yes, I refused, yes.
Okay, you appeared and waived. And then in March of 2013, you appeared before the board and was denied. And then it looks like September, you came before, 13, you came before the board, and you refused to appear and did not show. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. According to the court documents, so I'm just going to go through a little bit of this. This involved a series of sexual assaults that occurred back in between 1982 and 1983. Is that about right?
It's about right, yes.
Okay, and this occurred as a series of sexual assaults with one of the youngest victims being 18 years old, and it looks like maybe the oldest one may have been about 50 years old, and that's where you actually either went through a window, knocked on the door, and was admitted into the house, and once inside the house, you committed sexual assault on several other victims and burglarized or removed items from their house. Is that right?
I was convicted of that, yes.
Okay. So then, sir, it says that on one of them that there was a .22 caliber revolver that was actually taken from the home, and subsequently, that .22 revolver was actually used in several of the other sexual assaults. And you say you were convicted of that. So are you saying, sir, that you were not involved in these assaults? Or could you?
I am still saying I'm innocent, yes.
You what?
I still claim my innocence, yes.
Okay, and you did go to court. You went to court in a jury trial. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So... Mr. Day, you say that you're innocent, so what happened during that period of time? Were you involved or you weren't involved? Or?
I wasn't involved, no, but they convicted me of it.
Okay, so were you ever at any of these residents? Or? Well, we don't have.
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of?
Not that. I worked in my job, but. I installed aluminum products,
uh-huh.
And I was in houses all over Tucson, in and around the houses, and I have no clue, because I was in so many over such a long period of time, not that I know of, no.
So, we don't have a police report, sir, so... I know you were convicted by a jury trial, so did these victims identify you as being the person involved in these assaults, sir?
Some of them, yes.
Uh-huh. And did they find your fingerprints in any of them, or what happened?
Excuse me?
Did they find your fingerprints in any of them, or what happened?
I think they said they found fingerprints on some of them and DNA on some of them.
Uh-huh. And so you had fingerprints and DNA, and you feel like that. You had no involvement in any of those sexual assaults at all?
No, sir.
Okay. So, Mr. Day, why don't you tell me you weren't involved, but what were you doing during this period of time, 1982, 1983, 84, during the time period that these assaults occurred? What were you doing, sir?
Well, sir, on some of them, I've got work records showing I was at work. Some of them, there's hospital records showing I was at the hospital visiting my grandmother. I've got others where there's photographs with the dates printed on them where I was at family gatherings during this time. And I had several witnesses, you know, put me in different other places other than them crimes, and I was still convicted.
Okay. Well, so we don't have a police record, and we're not here to retry.
I understand.
We're just going on what we have, and all we really get out of it is the pre-sentence report, sir, that we actually get. So, Mr. Day, since you say that you weren't involved, I don't really, you know is there anything that you can tell this board that why you feel you should be paroled to your next consecutive sentence, sir, or any changes that you made in your life since you've been incarcerated? I do know and understand, as we previously talked about, that you have several tickets for failing to house with different people. So why don't you tell us what was going on, or what you feel, or what you think, sir?
I don't know. If you parole me to my next life sentence, we'll never have another one of these meetings, because I'll die before I come up for parole again.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's...
So, sir, what do you think you've done to deserve to be paroled to your next consecutive sentence?
What have I done?
Yes, sir.
Pretty much stayed out of trouble. Done, you know, I've went along with the prison rules, other than on the do not house things. I've been down 35 years, and I, you know, I haven't picked up other time. I haven't done any kind of felony or misdemeanor actions here. I've pretty much went along with the rules when I'm allowed to do so. I've taken the programming. I've done the time for this first life sentence. Put me to the next one, and that way I don't have to come to these hearings anymore. You won't have to talk to me. I don't have to talk to y'all. And we can just be done with it, you know? That's...
So, sir, it looks like, and you correct me, you have several more. Even if you completed the next license, you still have several more. You can only be paroled to several
sure.
consecutive licenses.
I'm good. There's like 9 wildlife sentences. 9 consecutive ones. So, yeah, there's no way I can ever see the streets. All you can do is, if you was to parole me, it would be just to worry we'd never have to have another one of these meetings.
Okay.
I wouldn't be taking up your time.
Well, Mr. Day, we're not taking up our time. This is our job. We hear these hearings and they come up, and by law and by right, sir, you have the you're entitled to have these hearings, sir. So
okay.
That's not, you know, a hindrance or taking up any of our time. It's a process that we go through, and that's why we're here, sir. But Mr. Day, I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Day?
Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. And I recognize these are separate charges, so I recognize that this does not mean any sort of admission of your guilt, but did you in fact have some prior convictions for burglary and armed robbery?
Yes.
Okay. And did you pursue an appeal through the court system, like you're maintaining your maintaining your innocence? And certainly we've heard cases where people have been wrongly accused and in the prison system, so I'm sensitive to that. But have you pursued an appeal?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
It was turned down.
Anything else that you pursued in the criminal justice system?
Not yet, but I'm fixing to, yes.
Thank you, sir. I have no further questions.
Okay.
So, what have any additional questions?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Wright.
Yes, just follow up on the last answer by Mr. Day. You said you're fixing to appeal. Have you, where are you? Have you decided? Do you have lawyers or you?
On my own.
You know?
My next one will be with attorneys, yes.
Okay. So.
But right now I'm on my own.
Okay. So you've already contacted attorneys who might conduct on your behalf if the court see fit for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And, but you still, and I know you've answered this three or four times already today, but you still maintain that you were innocent of all of these crimes, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Day, and thanks for talking to the board, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Day, I see no further questions coming from the board, sir. We're about to go into discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board, Mr. Day, without repeating yourself?
No, sir.
All right, sir, the board's getting ready to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I am going to ask you to remain silent, have it stay on the line, so you can hear the discussion taking place between the board. We then will make a determination and get back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Day. The board is now going into discussion. This is an interesting hearing. Mr. Day is serving a life sentence at parole. He's going to his next consecutive life sentence. He has over 30 life sentences. Many of them are running concurrent. And then I didn't even count up all the ones he has after this that are going to be running consecutive. To each other, that he has numerous life sentences that are going to all be running consecutive to each other after that. However, it appears Mr. Day, since he's been incarcerated, he hasn't had a hearing since 2013. But since that, he has been following the rules and doing what he needs to do while he's been incarcerated, with the exception that he has refused a house. All of his recent discipline going back for about the last 5 years are mainly involving refusing the house. I mean, he explained those, and they're understandable that he keeps getting assaulted while he's been incarcerated inside of in prison. So that's the reason why he has refused the house. But for the most part, trying to obey and keep up with all of the other rules, he has continued to follow those rules. And even though Mr. Day is saying that he's innocent of the charges that he was found guilty of, and according to his own admission, he says that his fingerprints, DNA, and he was identified in some of those sexual assaults that actually took place. We don't have the DR number, the DR, any of that information. Only have the court records. He's convicted by a jury of his peers and sentenced based on on those crimes. I think there is, and I do want to note that there was a handwritten letter from one of the victims that was in the file that basically said that she didn't want the Mr. Day parole to any of his next consecutive sentence, that she's been living her life, you know, not in fear, but in fear. But I don't think that Mr. Day, you know, would be a threat if he goes to his next consecutive sentence. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, thank you. While you were just giving that summary, I did figure this out. And Mr. Day is on a life sentence. He has a consecutive 11-year and 3-month sentence, followed by a consecutive life sentence, followed by a consecutive life, another consecutive life, another consecutive life, another, another, and another.
Right.
So the victim's letter actually just says that she feels she has a peaceful existence knowing that Mr. Day is locked up. And with what I just read to you, the number of sentences, I think we can rest assured that Mr. Day will remain locked up.
Yeah.
So I see no problem with paroling him to his next sentence.
A little more comment.
Go ahead, Mr.
Kenny.
According to the letter from Pine Cut, he would be, his next consecutive sentence would be count 5, which is a life sentence. So the next consecutive is life, and the smaller ones aren't even up for consecutive. I would be in favor of going to the next consecutive sentence. He, well, like he says, he has no chance of actually getting out, so he's not going to pose any danger. And he actually would like to get the parole so that he doesn't have to worry about coming back to the board every 6 months or a year. And so, I mean, all in all, I think I'd be in favor of going to the next consecutive sentence.
Mr. Kenyon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll follow up by saying that for the sake of the victims, I think there's a certain practicality in considering parole to his next consecutive sentence.
Well, Mr. Johnson, I must admit I do understand the position that some board members have taken, but I think I'm just on behalf of the victims. I'm not in favor of moving to his next consecutive sentence at this time. Just one board member.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion to grant Mr. Day parole to his next consecutive sentence and deny absolute discharge. That's my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Disagree.
Okay, motion made by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones and Mr. Neal, disagreed by Dr. Wright. Effective sentence that he has to abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming, refrain from disciplinary infractions. Mr. Day?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to parole you to your next consecutive sentence, which is another life sentence that you'll be being paroled to. Part of the conditions of paroling you to your next consecutive sentence is that you have to abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming, and refrain from disciplinary infractions. Can you live with those conditions, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and since...
Well, except for, you know my disciplinary thing, that's the only thing I'm... There's no way I can get around that.
Okay.
Because, you know...
Well, that part, confusing the house, I do understand that, sir, but... Those are the conditions of your release. So, sir, the board has voted to parole you to your next consecutive sentence. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Day. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's concluding your sentence at this time. Thank you, Mr. Day.
Thank you, everybody.